You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Tuesday morning, and it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Herger, and I'm joined by two special guests today, Adrian Winger and Haley Ellis of Crookston High School, and we're going to be talking about the Classic Noel Dinner and Concert. How are you ladies doing today?
Doing just fine. Thanks for having us.
We are always doing fine.
That's great to hear. Firstly, what are your guys' roles here at CHS?
Yes, so I'm Haley Ellis. I am the orchestra teacher in Crookston. I teach 4th through 12th grade orchestra at Highland and at the middle and high school.
And with the Classic Noel, I am Adrian Winger, and I am teaching the choir portion. I have 6th through 12th grade choir, and then I also do elementary band and the high school band as well.
So let's talk about this dinner and concert. So what all is going to be going on here?
Yeah, so this is our 24th annual Classic Noel. It's such a fun tradition and such a fun concert that really gives the kids an opportunity to take some leadership in the actual performance and dinner itself. So our Classic Noel dinner and concert is on a Sunday evening. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner is served at 6. We are being catered by the Irishman's Shanty. And this is all at the high school, by the way. The students will be serving as well as providing entertainment during the dinner. And then following the dinner, we have our concert that we've been preparing for the past month, getting music ready.
And what music is going to be during the concert?
The high school choir will be singing a few selections by themselves. The orchestra will be playing a few, and then we will join together for the classic closing of piece, which has been happening forever.
Yes.
The concert is on Sunday, December 3rd, so it's coming up fairly soon. And if you do want to get your tickets, they are only on sale through Wednesday, which is tomorrow. You can find them at the high school or at Crookston Floral, or you can contact Miss Ellis or I or any of the choir or orchestra students. So.
Haley, you were talking about some of the leadership roles for the students. So what is that?
Yeah, so our students, I get a chance to really kind of take charge in this. We have two co-chairs this year. Our co-chairs are Hope Alexander and Grace Smith. And they are kind of the vision and the organizers of this event. So while Mrs. Winger and I are kind of running the music and the concert, they are in charge of, you know, selecting the colors for the evening, talking to the different businesses in town, such as Ye Olde Print Shop and the Shanty, and getting things ready for the evening, as well as delegating jobs to the other students for the evening of. Leading up to the concert on Sunday, so on Saturday and Friday, the kids will be decorating the commons. It's almost unrecognizable. It's such a cool experience seeing the whole commons just get decked out in holiday everything, as well as the auditorium. So, yeah, the kids have been already hard at work getting things prepared. We had kids, you know, addressing envelopes, which was a learning experience for some of them. Some of them had not addressed an envelope before today, so that was kind of cool. You know, just getting some of these experiences of putting on an event like this. Yeah, those are some of the leadership roles that they can get.
An event like this, it feels like it's more than just learning about, you know, the music or singing. This is real life skills that these kids are learning.
Oh, yes. So with our leadership opportunities, we have our chairs. We also have committees underneath. So our decorating committee will be in charge of decorating the different locations, the tables, and the chairs are figuring out what that decoration is, but the decorating committee will be the ones that do the work. We have a basket committee, so we have like a silent auction, and a letter is going out to area businesses, or has gone out to area businesses. Hopefully some of them will donate some baskets and some goodies that can be used towards and for that basket auction selling. And an idea we have is, if anyone wants to donate a live tree that we could possibly auction off, please get a hold of me, Adrienne Winger. That would be great. We'd like maybe 3 or 4, but otherwise we might just be using the fake ones, but it would be nice to have some real trees. But along with at the evening of the, like Miss Ellis had said, they will be serving, they will be cleaning up, they will be performing in small groups, they will be sitting at the table registering people in. So there's a lot of different job descriptions that will be happening throughout the night, along with singing at a concert and being a musician. So
sounds like it's a long evening, but it's a really great evening for the kids to kind of do a little bit of what they like and then learn those adult skills. And the music, that's got to be something that they're really hyped up about.
Very much so. So the orchestra, we are doing, you know, some classic pieces, some Vivaldi's Inverno, which is winter. And it's a beautiful arrangement that combines two of the movements, as well as, you know, a classic, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. But I'm really excited, and the kids are really excited. We're doing a Trans-Siberian Orchestra piece that I shared with them my vision, and they are all on board. It's we're going to bring some rock and roll to this. So I'm really excited for it.
There's going to be quite a mixture of music to be had. There is a dinner involved too. So what's going to be served?
At the dinner, we are being catered by the Irishman Shanty, lovely local restaurant. And the tickets are $25, which include the price of the meal and also your entrance into the concert. The main course is chicken cordon bleu with seasoned potatoes, green beans, tossed salad, and peppermint ice cream with whipped cream and a cherry on top. If people have gluten or dairy allergies, or if they're vegetarians, they just need to let us know on the order forms, and we, along with Irishman Shanty, will make sure that we have the appropriate food for you. And I can tell you, the choir, we're not singing a whole lot of traditional. We've got some students that need a little bit. We've got people that have different beliefs, and so we just want to make sure everyone can sing and participate. So we are singing a winter song that's called The Stormy Winter, which is pretty, I think it's kind of intense. I love minor pieces. And then we are singing Once Upon a December from the Broadway musical Anastasia. And we are singing Biddy Bum, which is a traditional holiday piece of music. That's it. And then we end with that, with the piece. So the music is going to be great, and there's going to be a lot of traditional classics that the students are going to be singing and performing while the meal is being done. There is about an hour that we're giving for the dinner, and about every 5 minutes there should be some new music that's happening that's live. So that's a good time.
It sounds like a great time, and it sounds like already that the kids, they're just super excited for this event. It feels like it can't come soon enough for them, right?
Yes, but I mean, it can slow down a little bit. I don't know. From my perspective, this always creeps up on me. So I absolutely adore this tradition, though. It's so fun. But it does come up fast. So again, our ticket order forms are due tomorrow, Wednesday. And then we'll be, you know, putting seating charts together, getting everything set up, and then concert is the following Sunday on December 3rd. Once again, Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Dinner is served at 6, with the concert starting at 7:30.
So what is the preparation like for both the orchestra and the choir side, and how do you delegate the those leadership responsibilities that we were talking about earlier?
So I really put it to the students. I put out a survey and asked them, like, who is wanting to take on some leadership roles? And I love just directly asking the kids, because, you know, some of them that, you know, you might not think maybe they're quiet in class, but they want that responsibility. They want to step up and make this their own. So I asked the kids and put out that survey, and I had a great response from some of my kids to really want to put that work in. And then just from the director side, I mean, selecting music and getting all the concert portion ready. And then it's really just more from our side, kind of facilitating these learning opportunities for the kids to do all of the actual, like, selling tickets and doing getting all the baskets and all the committee work. Which I will be honest, I'm a little bit of a control freak. So it's a bit of a learning experience for me too, having to let go of some of that responsibility. But I've been doing this for the last 9 years, and the kids just do an amazing job.
Anything to add from the choir perspective?
No, but I like doing what I want to do too. And it is, sometimes it's a lot easier for me to just say, I'll do it. Like, I can just do this. I can do this so much quicker and I'll just get it done. And the fact that this is student driven, you know, we're there to be guidance and we're there to, you know, offer suggestions, but in the long run, it is their decision. So we're pretty lucky that our chairs have some pretty good ideas that we like, so it might be harder if we had people that suddenly wanted to do something completely different and off the wall, which you never know, that might happen 1 year. But we've got amazing kids, we've got amazing parents, we've got an amazing community. I'm from Crookston, and we used to do the Madrigal Dinner, which was something like this, except it was like a whole weekend long, and we got, the boys wore tights, and that was a good time. But this is a great time, and it's a little bit more classy, and it's just one day, so the kids can put all their energy into that one day.
So it might be harder on the teachers than it is on the students with the whole, you know, trying to let go of those responsibilities, because typically you guys are in charge of all of this stuff. But it feels like that's part of the importance of an event like this, to give the students those responsibilities and kind of see, like, well, this is what the real world is like.
Absolutely, yes.
So again, we are here with Adrian Winger and Haley Ellis from Crookston High School talking about the Classic Noel Dinner and Concert, and that's going to be taking place on December 3rd. And let's go over again what all is going to be served there, and how much tickets are, and how people can get the tickets too.
Okay. So tickets are $25 a piece, and that does give you the dinner, plus it gives you the ticket to get into the concert. So if you don't want to go to the dinner, you can just show up to the concert, and it's $4 for adults and $2 for children. But so it's $3 for students. Sorry. So tickets are $25, and they are available at Crookston Floral, Crookston High School office, or any CHS choir or orchestra teacher or student. For the meal, it is chicken cordon bleu, seasoned potatoes, and I believe they're baby potatoes, green beans, tossed salad, and peppermint ice cream with whipped cream and a cherry on top.
What better way to get the holiday season started than this event? Yeah, it's
yeah, it's
the ice cream that'll really drag us all down. Any other final thoughts here before we wrap things up?
Just that this is not only just a dinner and concert for us, but it is also a fundraiser for the choir and orchestra departments. The silent auction that goes on during the dinner is a huge fundraiser for our groups, and has been very successful over the years, and we are very thankful to the businesses in town that have donated baskets towards this program.
And just really quickly, Steve Krueger, I know, will be at the concert recording. He'll be doing our sound and lights. And he is going to be coming in and recording the band later on. And Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, there is an hour set aside for the Crookston High School Music Department's Christmas music. So if you aren't able to attend the concert and you want to hear some Christmas music done by our lovely musicians, check the KROX website or contact them and find out the date and time so you can hear the music if you're unable to attend the exciting event.
Well, looking forward to hearing all about the Classic Noel dinner and concert. Adrian and Haley, thank you very much for joining me today for Valley Talk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And now it's time to join the Minnesota News Network.